You're listening to Central Time. I'm Dean Knetter, in today for Rob Ferret. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin Senate voted yesterday to deny the reappointment of Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. And shortly after the vote, Democratic Attorney General Josh Call announced a suit challenging the vote, claiming that it happened illegally.
The state Senate purported to take a vote on a non-appointment of Megan Wolf. So we are here today to announce that we have filed suit in Dane County Circuit Court. We have asked the court to issue a declaratory judgment and an injunction making clear that Megan Wolf remains the administrator of the Wisconsin Election Commission.
We're going to unpack what led to yesterday's vote and later learn some more about the legal questions being asked. And we want to hear what you think at 800-642-1234. Have you been following this story? What do you think of this vote to try to remove Wolf as elections administrator? How important is it to you that we have an election administrator in place going into the 2024 elections? What's your response to all this? Call 800-642-1234, and that's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. Anya Van Wagtendonk covers the state capitol for WPR. She covered yesterday's vote. Anya, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Can you remind us why this vote was happening in the Senate in the first place?
Yeah, so there are a lot of complicated procedural details here. Megan Wolf served out a four-year term administering Wisconsin's elections. That's including the 2020 election. And so she became sort of the face of many of the baseless accusations of fraud from supporters of former President Donald Trump. I should note that she doesn't craft election policy at all, but she was blamed for some decisions by the Elections Commission and then even for policy that predated her. So her term expired this summer, and normally the Elections Commission might renominate her to the role, but they didn't. Again, this is complicated. That was actually a sign of support because recent state law suggests that if she doesn't step down, she can just stay in the role as what's called a holdover. But Senate Republicans disagreed with that. They said she needed to go through a standard confirmation process. And so they held one, they had committee hearings and a public hearing over the last few weeks. And then yesterday's vote, which broke down along pure party lines, Republicans all voted against confirming her. Democrats voted in support.
And what was the scene like at the Capitol yesterday?
Yeah, there has been so much going on at the Capitol this week, even beyond this vote. So things were very lively. For the vote itself, press was all kind of crowded around. Democrats, who, as I mentioned, have been protesting this whole process, gave speeches on the floor calling the vote unlawful. They even tried to stop it using a procedural move again. Of course, they failed to do so. And then, you know, notably to me, as someone who does attend a lot of these types of events, you don't always see many people in the galleries of the Senate. It's kind of mundane government business most of the time. But a number of people who oppose Megan Wolf came to witness the vote. Some of these are actually kind of prominent Wisconsin election deniers who also spoke out against her at the public hearing a couple of weeks ago. And they broke into applause when the vote count was read out, which was really notable. That doesn't normally happen, and it's very much against the rules.
And you mentioned those floor speeches. I want to give a listen right now to some of what Senate Majority Leader, Republican Devin Levihue, had to say yesterday.
A key component of fair and honest elections is that the electorate have confidence in our elections. And if they don't have confidence in our elections, we're disenfranchising voters. They're not going to go out and vote if they don't feel that their vote is not going to be stolen or that there's fraud going on. The vote today represents a lack of faith the people of Wisconsin have in Megan Wolf to serve as administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Senate Majority Leader Devin Levihue there. And Anya, there has been a state audit saying that some election guidance could have been clarified better. However, recounts, investigations have shown no widespread fraud and a very tidy election by all counts. However, is that narrative about confidence still sort of common among Republican leaders right now?
Yeah, and I'll just point out that the guidance that's come out, you know, criticizing some of the actions that the Elections Commission has taken, again, Wolf has no say in that. She doesn't give a vote for or against. And so some of that guidance, her job is simply to sort of communicate what the Elections Commission has already decided. But it is true that she became sort of the face of the criticisms of the 2020 election, some of which, you know, come from more official channels, some of which have been more of the kind of conspiratorial language we've heard about votes being stolen, the election being stolen from Donald Trump. So she's gotten sort of mixed up in all of that. And so that's part of what Republicans have said is that, you know, Wisconsinites deserve a clean slate. And that includes, you know, not bringing back the person who administered this very controversial election. For her part, Wolf says that giving into that argument would be a politicization of her nonpartisan office.
And Megan Wolf will be on the morning show tomorrow with Kate Archer Kent to talk more about what's going on. Has Governor Evers weighed in on this at all?
That's a good question. He has. He has weighed in support of Megan Wolf and calling yesterday's vote a sham, essentially. And that's been kind of the argument of a number of Democrats. And then also Attorney General Josh Call, you mentioned the lawsuit that he filed, essentially calling this entire process unlawful and illegal. And Evers in a statement also said that this is kind of the politicization, also the undermining of the faith in Wisconsin elections is going through this type of process is actually what undermines faith, not, you know, the actions taken by the commission or by Administrator Wolf.
And I'll correct myself. That is Monday on the morning show, not tomorrow. It's almost the weekend. Josh Call announced the lawsuit immediately after this vote, challenging the decision, as we said before. What do we know about his argument for Wolf staying on as administrator?
Yeah, so this gets back into that kind of nitty-gritty process stuff. Listeners may remember a state Supreme Court decision from last summer that allowed Fred Preen to stay on at the DNR after his term expired. And what that ruling basically found is that if an appointed official doesn't step down, there's no vacancy to fill. So in other words, the official can stay in place kind of indefinitely. Call says that precedent applies to Wolf. Democrats at the time did not support the Preen decision that was decided by a conservative court, and it was in support of a Scott Walker appointee. Democrats didn't support that, but Call says now the law is the law, and it applies to Wolf.
And, Anya, we have a presidential primary vote coming up in February of 2024, not too far off. Can you talk about the political timing of this event and what it could mean for the months ahead?
Yeah, so the first elections of next year are nonpartisan votes in February and then the presidential primary in April. That's true for us as voters, that's the timeline. But for clerks who administer the election, the 1,800 local clerks in Wisconsin, they start their jobs much, much sooner than Election Day. They order equipment and print ballots, things like that. And so we've heard from clerks that say they need to know who they answer to before then. And of course, 2024 is shaping up to be another very dramatic presidential election cycle, as they all seem to be these days. And so we really kind of need to know who's in charge going into that.
And as we wrap up, Anya, what are you watching for as a next step in this ongoing story?
Yeah, so we'll see how the DOJ lawsuit unfolds. Wolf says she's continuing in the job, sort of unless and until a court tells her not to. At the press conference yesterday, Attorney General Call said that the lawsuit may resolve relatively quickly. He said election lawsuits tend to move faster for obvious reasons. But as we just said, 2024 is right around the corner. So clock is ticking.
Anya, thanks for bringing us up to speed.
Thanks for having me.
Anya Van Wagtendonk is WPR's state capitol reporter. We talked with her about yesterday's vote in the state Senate to remove Megan Wolf as elections administrator, a move that was challenged by Attorney General Josh Call. We're going to keep talking about the legal side of that in just a minute, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the legal side of this story? What kind of effects do you think continued challenges around this position could have on next year's elections? If you work as a clerk or part of the electoral process, we'd love to hear what you're thinking and feeling right now. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Dean Kinetter. We continue our talk about legal challenges around the status of Megan Wolf as Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator. We're joined now by Eric Casper, Professor of Political Science at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire and Director of the school's Menard Center for Constitutional Studies. Eric, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we heard a little bit about it before the break, but Attorney General Call is citing a state Supreme Court decision about former Natural Resources Board Chair and member Fred Prehn as precedent for his challenge to this vote on Megan Wolf. Can you remind us again what happened with Fred Prehn and why does it matter now?
Sure. In the Prehn case, what happened is Prehn was a member of the board that directs the Department of Natural Resources. He was nominated to that position in May of 2015. He was confirmed by the Senate in November of that year for a term that was set to expire on May 1st, 2021. In April of 2021, Governor Evers nominated Sandra Nass to replace Prehn, but the Senate did not take up action on that new nomination. Prehn continued to serve on the role on the board. And by August of 2021, that resulted in the filing of a lawsuit by the Attorney General's office claiming that Prehn had was serving beyond the end of that term. And so, therefore, he shouldn't be exercising the powers of a member of that board. Fast forward to June of 2022, we get a 4-3 ruling from the Wisconsin Supreme Court that absent statutory or constitutional language prohibiting a holdover period, incumbents may lawfully hold over after their statutorily prescribed term has concluded and until their successor is appointed and qualified, meaning until a successor is nominated and confirmed by, in this case, the state Senate. And so that is one of the obviously key precedents in this case, because of that ruling stating that even though a term of office may have ended for one of these appointee positions, until a successor has gone fully through a process of being nominated and confirmed, the person in that office already can continue to serve.
So is there some uncertainty, some dispute right now about what a vacancy in public office actually means?
There is, and this in some respects goes back to the question of, first of all, what it means to be appointed, and then what, as you point out, what does it mean for there to be a vacancy? Because the statutes state that the administrator of the Elections Commission shall be appointed by a majority of the members of the commission with the advice and consent of the Senate. And so what the lawsuit here is arguing is that for a majority of the members of the commission to appoint someone, that means a majority of all of the members. And there's six members on the commission, meaning that you need four members to be voting in favor of a nominee for it to be passed on to the state Senate. The Senate majority, however, passed a resolution earlier this year stating that because the vote was 3 in favor and 3 abstaining for Administrator Wolf, that the state Senate majority considers her to have been nominated by the Elections Commission, and that's why they took up that question of confirmation here yesterday.
We're talking with Eric.
And then we get to the...
Oh, sorry, Eric. Oh, sorry, go ahead. No.
Oh, no, I was going to say, well, then that gets us to the question of if there has been an appointment or not, and therefore whether or not there's been a vacancy. Because according to the Prehn case, if you don't have some sort of definitive action that ends one's term of office or you don't have a new appointee, then the holdover can continue to serve. And so the lawsuit is arguing that there was not a formal nomination put forward here. And so therefore, the Senate rejection vote did not create a vacancy according to the terms of the Prehn case. The Senate majority, however, views this as if there was a formal nomination, then they could take action. And because they rejected that nomination, it means that the Senate action created a vacancy. And that matters in part because if there is a vacancy in terms of that administrator and it's not filled within 45 days of the vacancy occurring, then something called the Joint Committee on Legislative Organization is empowered by the statutes to appoint a temporary administrator.
We are talking with Eric Casper right now, a political science professor at UW-Eau Claire, about the latest in the story over the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator. We're also taking your calls at 800-642-1234. We'll go to the calls now. John is with us in Appleton. Hi, John.
Greetings, and thank you for your service, both of you. I am a liberal Democrat. I was not a fan of the Prane debacle. I think that was a debacle. I think it was really bad. Now, in Megan Wolf's case, it's a little bit different for me because she's involved with elections, and elections are pretty important in our whole democratic system. So, not that the environment isn't. I'm a staunch environmentalist too. However, I think that when it comes to elections, there should be some special protection because what's happening is totally political. The Republicans don't like her because she upholds the reality that you know gets Trump booted out and considered a loser.
John, thanks for the call. I got you. You gave us a lot to work with there. Eric, John talking about how a position like Megan Wolf's should ideally be above politics. What do you think?
Well, I mean, one of the questions here, both at the circuit court level where the case has been filed and if the case does eventually get appealed up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, is does the Prane case hold as precedent, or could this case be distinguished from it? Or given that we have a different makeup on the state Supreme Court, if they hear this case, could they reverse the Prane decision? Because remember, the Prane decision was a 4-3 outcome, and Chief Justice Rogensack was in that majority. She retired, and now Justice Protasiewicz is on the court in her place. And so there's a question of whether or not the state Supreme Court will even stick to that Prane decision. But even if they do, we're dealing with a different statute with some different requirements in terms of the appointment process. We're dealing with a different type of agency, as the caller pointed out, the difference between the DNR and the Elections Commission, and kind of what the different roles of each of those agencies could be. And you're dealing with a different nominator. In this case, it's the Elections Commission that does the nomination, not the governor's office. And this situation is a little bit different in terms of there's been definitive Senate action, where in the Prane case, it was because the Senate didn't take up the nomination that the lawsuit was filed. Here we had Senate action in terms of a definitive vote yesterday. So for these or a variety of these reasons, we could wind up with the Prane case being distinguished. And there's also, as a caller pointed out, a concern here with the upcoming election and the fact that there are timely issues that need to be resolved because Election Day doesn't get pushed back farther into the future. Those election dates are already set for next year. And so you need to make sure that we have the answers that local clerks need from the administrator of the Elections Commission as those issues arise.
John, thanks for the call. Let's go next to Craig in Gays Mills. Hi, Craig.
Good afternoon. My response to this is that I feel personally insulted by this action by the Senate. I'm a chief election inspector here in Crawford County and have been for many years. And it's been said that all politics are local, but actually all elections are local. We're the ones who run the elections along with the clerks. And this saying that the public has lost confidence in the system, I think that's a result of constantly repeating groundless accusations when in fact we run very good elections. Thank you very much. And to defame the commissioner, actually, I think is personally insulting to the Democrats and the Republicans and the unaffiliated inspectors who run the actual elections.
Craig, thank you for the call. Eric, Craig saying that this goes well beyond Megan Wolf and kind of comments on the entire election system, including him.
Yeah, and I mean, there are quite a number, somewhere in the range of 1,800 or 1,900, you know, local election officials and other, you know, paid employees at the local level, and lots of volunteers who are there on the front lines running these elections. And they should be applauded for, you know, the work that they put in. And we want to make sure whatever happens with this case, I think it's important that you get timely court resolution with some definitive answer, because we don't want to be in a situation where there is confusion about who is the administrator of the Elections Commission when we're getting into a season when these elections officials and the people who work for them, and then ultimately even the volunteers, need that information that they have to rely on as far as what they're going to do on election day.
And Eric, in our last few moments here, do you think the state Supreme Court is the likely destination for this?
It seems like it might be headed there. You never know for sure. But if we're looking for a definitive answer, it may need to come from the state Supreme Court. This is, because it involves elections, it usually is the type of case that has the potential to be fast-tracked if it needs to be decided by the state Supreme Court. But again, we'll have to see how it plays out and what any type of ruling we get from a circuit court, and if that ends up being appealed or not.
We'll leave it there for now. Eric, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Eric Casper is a professor of political science at UW-Eau Claire and director of the school's Menard Center for Constitutional Studies. We talked to them today about some of the legal aspects and challenges related to Megan Wolf's future as administrator of elections in Wisconsin. A reminder that Monday morning after 7, Megan Wolf joins The Morning Show with Kate Archer Kent. And coming up on Monday on Central Time, a lot of apologies sound really bad. We learn how to get better at saying we're sorry and patching things up when we make a mistake. That and more coming up Monday on Central Time.